Welcome back, everybody. Today is the first Wednesday of Advent, and we're talking about the Merciful Messiah.
We continue to reflect upon Father Fernandez's book, In Conversation with God, sharing with you what stood out to us and why. Thanks for being here.
We should meditate on the life of Jesus because Jesus is a summary and compendium of the story of divine mercy. Many other scenes of the gospel also make a deep impact on us, such as his forgiveness of the woman taken in adultery, the parables, the prodigal son, the lost sheep, the pardoned debtor.
So one of the things that we can learn from this is that love is learned and mercy is learned. Father Fernandez is telling us that Jesus is the summary of divine mercy in history. And so if we want to learn about how to love and how to be merciful, then we look at the one, Jesus. And if you look in the family and how kids learn, they learn love from us. I'll give you an example, something that I enjoy doing with the kids. Sometimes when they're walking by me, I'll say, hey, there's something missing on your face. And then they're like, what? And they get closer to me and I give them a kiss and I say, it's a kiss. Well, I did this, I didn't tell you this, a little while ago with Sarah. And Sarah is how old?
She's four.
She's four. So 4-year-old Sarah. And I go up to her and I say, something's missing on your face. And she's like, what? I'm like, a kiss. And I give her a kiss and she smiles. And then I go across the room and sit down. And then she says from across the room, Dad, something's missing on your face. And she walks across the room and gets like an inch from my nose. And I say, what? She's like, a true love kiss. And then she leans forward and gives me this big kiss on the lips.
And you're like, whoa.
And smiles and walks away. See, love is learned. And so if you want to learn about love, you look at examples of love. Kids do that with their parents. We do this with Jesus. We want to learn about love. Look at the one who is love, Jesus. His whole life is an expression of love and mercy. And so there's so many chapters within the life of Jesus that we can put our minds upon in the Gospels. One of them, a parable that he teaches, is the prodigal son. And I just think it's so beautiful how the prodigal son is blowing everything, his entire inheritance. He's as low as he can get. He's eating with pigs. You know, and what is the father doing this whole time? Well, we get a glimpse of what the father is doing because when the son finally comes to his senses and starts coming home, he's rehearsing his speech. I've sinned against heaven, against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. And the father sees him a long way off. That means the father was looking for his son. So I imagine all these days or months or years that the son was away, what was the father doing? Every morning, he was looking up out onto the horizon thinking, is my son going to come home today? I think the first day of Advent, we talked about the horizon of life, man's horizon. And what is that? The end of our life when we die. What's God's horizon? What is he looking towards? He's looking towards us. And here we have the father looking for his son, searching for his son. That is mercy. Mercy is just God longing for us to just have a little turn, just a little turn towards him. And when we turn just a bit, what do we see? We see the eternal gaze of God back at us, reaching forward. And what does the father do? He doesn't wait for his son to get all the way back home and get to that steps and then gives him a scolding. The father runs out towards the son. That's God. He comes to meet us where we're at. All we have to do is turn and just try our best. Then God does the rest. Mm-hmm. Not only does the father come to his son and just say, hey, good to see you, son. He tackles his son. He jumps upon his son. He embraces his son. And that communicates to me, just this passionate love, this excitement within the heart of God the Father for you and for me. And so we learn this. when we put our minds upon the truths of the gospel stories. We learn this through videos like this. So friends, you're learning about mercy by simply listening to this.
St. John Chrysostom says, "Nothing can make you such an imitator of Christ as your concern for others. Although you fast, although you sleep on the floor, even though I dare to say you kill yourself, if you are not attentive to your neighbor, you have done very little. You are very far from being an image of Christ." So I love how Father Fernandez really makes a point about how Jesus is so merciful and he's so consumed with compassion towards others. And I think even for myself, sometimes it's like I want to preoccupy myself just with my own spiritual life. I want to work on, you know, growing in virtue within myself.
I think you said you wanted to be a hermit.
Yeah, I sometimes yearn to be a hermit and be by myself.
Is it a hermit or a hermitess?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. Someone's going to correct us. So.
But really, the whole Christian life is about how have I loved my neighbor? And maybe my neighbor is my spouse. Maybe it's my child. Maybe it's my physical neighbor next door. Or maybe it's the people that I work with. And how have I served them? And Father Fernandez goes into nice detail about all the different works of mercy. And sometimes I think we can get confused with compassion. And it's called misplaced compassion when we condone behavior that is not going to lead someone to God. And I think I see a lot of that. We just go along to get along. We don't want to correct people in the way that they live. But that is actually the role of a Christian, is to lovingly correct our brothers and sisters.
And boy, is that ever practical in our home. Because we have kids, little children, learning to love, learning the virtues. Mm-hmm. And if we do not correct their behavior, we emphasize they're going to learn the vice. Mm-hmm. And if we don't correct them now, man, the world is not going to be nearly as nice to them when they get older.
Mm-hmm. But even more greatly is God's judgment. And mm-hmm. I know we're talking about the mercy of Jesus, but there's also the judgment. And I was reading in a book about for the souls of purgatory, like just how though God desires to give us mercy, he cannot go against his justice. Mm.
Yeah. And that is actually one of the corporal acts of mercy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. To correct the
sinner. To admonish the sinner.
To admonish, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's a difficult thing. It's hard to understand when and how to do that. In one sense, it's a little bit easier when you have little kids underneath your own roof.
Mm-hmm. Oh, much easier.
But that is our primary duty right now.
Right now, yep.
That's our neighbor. Seven little ones. 12 and under. So in closing, you had an extra thought?
Oh, yes. I was just thinking, you know, maybe you're wondering why we ask you to pray rosary every single day. Well, it's because Our Lady of Fatima has requested that we all pray a daily rosary. You know, she didn't say, can you all get to Mass? Because she knew that probably a lot of us physically can't get to Mass every day. But we can pray a daily rosary. And she asked this of three little children. And so if she can ask that of children, surely we can pray a daily rosary.
Yeah, great grace, friends. So in closing, please share with us below what stood out to you and why. Comments. Share this video if it's been a blessing to you. And you know, pray that rosary right up here. Also linked in the description. And we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.